distinctions between law, ethics, and morals. All license holders are required to adhere to the provisions of the Texas Real Estate License Act, TRELA, and to the rules of the Texas Real Estate Commission, TREC. The Act and the rules describe a wide range of lawful and unlawful behavior. The fact that brokers do business in an ethical manner requires far more than a strict application of rules and laws. A business practice may not be ethical, even if it is legal. Today, many define ethics as the way that society thinks about and evaluates the decisions and actions of others within the constraints of what that society deems as correct. In other words, a society or group defines the rules of conduct, and as members of that group, individuals must think about how to act, then act accordingly. Many professional organizations have strict codes of ethics that all members must adhere to or face the consequences. Ethics are especially important in the business world, and many large companies have adopted their own corporate culture that addresses the manner in which an employee, as a representative of that company, should conduct himself or herself. Refusing to comply with that corporate culture could endanger the employee's position in the company. Morals, on the other hand, are an individual's personal values and beliefs going beyond what society deems as the established norm. Many people derive their morals from the religion that they practice, which spells out for them, specifically, what is right or wrong, good or evil, in the eyes of a higher power. It is, therefore, possible for people in a society to have different morals, depending on which religion they identify with, or in the absence of religion, which political system or value system they subscribe to. Essentially, morals look to an authority higher than that of common society for the right way to behave. How does law fit in? Law is inherently connected to ethics, but is not the same thing. Governments enact legislation to enforce the minimum ethics of a society and to regulate the behavior and conduct of its individuals, creating order among the chaos. Laws do not necessarily reflect the teachings of a supreme being or adhere to the morals of some members of the society. Something can be legal, even if it is considered immoral by some. One need only look to some of the more hotly debated topics in the news to see that there is often a disparity between morality and the law. In the world of real estate, there are many ethical concerns that an agent must take into consideration. Depending on the state in which an agent practices and to which professional organizations that agent belongs, there are many canons of professional ethics that the agent must adhere to. All states in the Union have a minimum code of ethics, which license holders are required to uphold or risk suspension or revocation of license. Our business conduct is influenced by many factors, including bullet, our own sense of morality, right versus wrong, bullet of federal, state, and local law, bullet ethical standards set within our profession. An individual's perception of right and wrong is established at a very young age. Most experts agree that a person has developed that sense prior to the age of 10. The factors that shape a person's sense of morality are almost too numerous to list, but include the influence of bullet, immediate family, bullet, religious training, bullet, school experience. Most people have a good understanding of what is right or wrong. Recognizing and navigating conflicting moral dilemmas poses the greatest challenge to license holders. What might seem right for one party to a transaction may seem less so for the other.